In a high school classroom, a saw is buzzing, but it's not woodshop class.
You wanted to take a piece of meat off to just fry up as a steak. This, you just take slices off this backstrap is about the best piece for that. So, does someone want to do the other side?
Students at Pacific High stand in a circle, watching intently as Tad Fujioka shows them, step by step, how to process a deer. He's a bit out of breath. It's a tough job.
The ribs are really tasty, but they're, as Matt was saying, they can be pretty tough. I usually like to boil them or steam them for a couple hours to make them tender.
It's a state history requirement that students learn about the importance of subsistence living. These students are focusing on deer, but last month they learned to fish for coho. Freshman George Stevenson says that day he and his classmates walked away empty-handed.
And we didn't catch anything. It's not all about catching fish for fun. It's all about catching for food.
While nature didn't provide that day, there was still something to be learned. Matt Groen teaches the subsistence course at Pacific High.
Most of the times it would be just reading passively about the subject, and with our kind of place-based model here, we are able to meet up with local experts like Tad, like Chuck, and have the opportunity to actually put our hands on a salmon and engage in the process.
After Fujioka shows students how to clean the deer, they spread the red chunks of meat out on the table. Groen shows the students the final step, how to vacuum seal the meat into tidy packages.
And it pulls all the air out of it. So during this time of year, this is how my house sounds way too often. How many of you have heard this noise before during fall? Yes, it is the sound of modern subsistence.
But they're not just packaging venison without getting some historical context. Chuck Miller arrives to teach students why deer is significant and should be respected.
It's not because you're like the greatest hunter that you got this deer. It's not because you tracked it down and you were like, oh yeah, I'm the best, I'm superior than the deer. No, the Tlingit people believe, and I know other cultures in Alaska believe, you are inferior to that animal. They allowed you to hunt it. They allowed you to harvest it. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. One story Miller tells about his grandfather really sticks with the students.
So I was asking him, and he's playing solitaire. And I thought he didn't hear me. I said, Grandpa, I said, what's the biggest shasow you ever got? So that means a really big deer with big rack. And he just kept playing. Then all of a sudden he stopped, and he said, put his cards down. He looked at me. Chucky. He didn't speak English too good. He spoke fluent Tlingit. You can't eat the horns. He picked up his cards again and he started playing. And I'm like, well, that didn't really answer.
Miller's story resonated with sophomore Angeli Young. She says the size of a rack doesn't matter.
It just matters how much you can provide to your family. It's important to teach people, because usually a lot of people are like, yeah, this is so big and so cool.
The deer that students processed is packed and frozen now, but soon they'll give it away. Sophomore Abraham Diaz explains why.
Is that when you kill your first deer, you have to give it to the elders, like a sign of respect, because they like took care of you when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They fed you. So that's like a sign of respect and like appreciating what they did for you.
If you're greedy with your food, then the nature doesn't support you and doesn't give you anything. And that's what I grew up with like all my life. My uncles make sure that every time that I do go out that I like pray about it and thank the land and thank the deer and thank everything that I use in order to have like a good season.
The Pacific High students will distribute the best cuts at an upcoming luncheon honoring tribal elders. Then, hopefully, there will be a little left over for them so they can enjoy the fruits or meats of their labor. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.